Hi, is that Carsten?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carsten. This is Rick Wills from Foreigner.
Rick, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm so glad I'm getting a chance to talk with you today, and thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us here today at the station.
You're very, very welcome. It's, I'm sitting here and looking out my window in Florida, and it's a beautiful day, rather hot. But
it's always a pleasure to talk with the rock and roll icon. I mean, you've been playing music since you were, a teenager in England, right?
Yeah. I started out when I was about 14, 15 years old, and I've hit that magical age of 70 this year, so yeah, I've been around a while.
I read a really great story about you and how you got interested in playing music, specifically the guitar, and it's kind of indirectly involved your older sister and seeing somebody on TV for the first time.
She was 7 years older than me, so she would be listening to the radio when the thing, like when Bill Haley and the Comets used to come over to the UK, and Buddy Holly came over and stuff like that. And, you know, through her listening to stuff like that, and then starting to buy records, I just got hooked on the whole thing. Loved the shape of the guitar and just bugged the hell out of my mom and dad before I could get one.
Obviously, that led you to where you are today, kind of, you know, with 10 multi-platinum records and tons of other awards, accolades. Before all that, you played with some other pretty high-profile names. David Gilmour from The Floyd.
Yeah, we started out pretty much the same time in Cambridge, a university town in the UK. And we were in local bands, and we were very competitive, but it was always obvious to me that David was going to go somewhere. He eventually came to me one evening and said, you know, do you fancy trying London with me and seeing where we can go with it? And from there, we moved to Spain, then on to France, before he got the call to join Pink Floyd. So, you know, that was a no-brainer because, you know, he had to do that thing. He knew those guys so well, and he was the perfect fit.
Peter Frampton as well, I mean.
Well, I got to know Peter through the drummer, Jerry Shirley, when they fought in Humble Pie. I used to hang out with those guys quite a lot when they were recording at Olympic Studios in London. And, you know, Peter hung in there until they did the Rock in the Film or Performance album, and he just found Steve to be a little bit too overbearing and decided to leave the band when really he should have stayed, I always felt. But by doing that, he asked me if I'd do some sessions with him for his first solo album, Wind of Change. Yeah. And then from that, we formed the band, and the first song we ever wrote was Do You Feel Like We Do?
And you're still cashing checks from that, right?
I sure am.
In the music business, sometimes it's who you know that makes all the difference. Being in the right place at the right time, making the right phone calls at the right time, which is how you got into Foreigner in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I met Mick Jones when he was living in Paris, and I was in New York at the beginning of 79, kind of just seeing what was going on there. I was owed a considerable amount of money from the Frampton Comes Alive album for the rights I had on there. And I just heard on the grapevine that Foreigner have decided to change bass players and hold auditions. So I let Mick know I was in town, and he said, come on over to the studio and sit in with us. And that's exactly what happened. I played through Hot Blooded, Double Vision, a couple of other songs with them. And Dennis Elliott, the drummer, just got off his drum kit and said, he's the one, I want this guy.
Just like that.
Hey, Dennis, you know, we've got a bunch of guys that we're working with here, you know. So that's how it came about. About three, 4 weeks later, I got the call to say they wanted me to join.
It's a little awkward moment there at first with Dennis and the rest of the guys there.
Well, it's Dennis to a T. I mean, Dennis has got a great sense of humor, but he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
And he got what he wanted, which was great, because we just hit it off together. I mean, we just did. It was just a really good fit.
In the early 90s, you guys took a little bit of a break, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'd gone through such an intense period of touring, making records, and Lou was kind of not too happy with the way direction was going with the ballads and stuff at that time, and he wanted to branch out on his own, which was perfectly understandable. And he decided to, you know, to do his own thing, and we just kind of disintegrated there for a while. We never fell out, we never crossed swords or anything. We just decided it was time to maybe hang it up for a while. And so I made a call to Simon Kirk in Bad Company and said, is there any chance of me joining you guys? Because I want to keep working. And that's how that came about.
What a career you've had. It's just so impressive, all of this stuff that I've read about you and all of the songs. And all that being said, you guys, and I mean all of you guys now, are making a little history later this summer, completely reuniting, first ever ticketed full-on reunion concert featuring all of you guys.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the offer came in for us to do Sturgis, Buffalo Chip, and that's something you can't turn down, because I mean, that's the biggest motorcycle music event in the world.
That's right.
So we decided that we would get back together. We would put the thing together with the band that's out there now. They would do half the show, and we would do the end half of the show, and then we'd all join up at the end. The feeling is so good, and we're just so excited to be back together again.
It is the biggest party anywhere, and you'll find that out at the Sturgis Buffalo
Show. I'm looking forward. I know it's a beautiful part of the country. I do know that.
And absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to coming. Yeah, we're just coming out because we want to have a party with you.
And I'll tell you this, at the Sturgis rally, it's not about the applause, it's about the motorcycle revs. The louder the revs, the more they're enjoying the show.
Sure.
So
I get that. You don't get much sleep, I know that.
No.
Now, we're really looking forward to coming out and seeing all our fans again. And, you know, we haven't decided on the set we're going to do yet, but we will. And, we're just looking forward to doing it.
It's going to be on Saturday, August 4th at the biggest party anywhere, the Sturgis Buffalo Chip. You can all get camping passes available at buffalochip.com. Rick,
Great. Again,
thank you so much for taking some time with us today here on K-Sky. Can't wait to see you at the Chip on August 4th.
Wonderful. I'm really looking forward to seeing you all, and come on out and have a great time with us, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dan.
We'll see
you. See you, Carsten. Bye-bye.